record a new one.
Here we go. Let me find my file. We are doing now another set of formulas, and the formulas are called double and half angle. We're actually only going to do double angle today. Double angle comes from the angle addition formula, so you are actually going to derive the double angle formula today. And it will not take you long at all. Okay, so I would like you to start by, and that's the problem, we won't be able to see this because the blue is a little dark. I'm going to kind of turn off some lights and, let's see, that's the one. Is that better? Okay. Find for me what cos of A plus A is. Does it simplify? Well, remember, it's cos times cos. So it's cos squared A minus sine squared A. You're right. Put those two coses together. So this is the first double angle formula. A plus A, we know, is 2A. So if you're asked to find the cos of twice some angle, that you can take the angle itself and find the cosine and the sine, square each and subtract. That is the first formula that must be memorized today. Okay. Derive sine of A plus A. Go ahead.
Is it the same with the positives and negatives?
Oh, no, no, no. Because it's just 2A. Okay. Find the sine of A plus A. And does that collect? Yeah, typically the way you're going to see it written is 2 sine A cos A. Because the sine of A plus A would be sine A cos A plus cos A sine A. Well, sine A cos A plus another sine A cos A is 2 sine A cos A. Formula number 2. Let's try to find tan of A plus A. And the top simplifies and the bottom simplifies. What are you getting in the top? What are you getting in the top? Can you tell? 2 tan A over
1 minus tan squared
of A. That is the third of the formulas. Okay, so three more formulas, three more index cards to be filed away. All right, now, cos 2A actually also has two other versions. You don't typically memorize all three versions, but they do all three exist. But where do they come from? Where do I suddenly get 2 cos squared A minus 1, where can I suddenly get 1 minus sine, 2 sine squared A if my cos 2A formula that I know is cos squared A minus sine squared A? What do you think, Colleen? Perfect. If you substitute 1 minus cos squared in for sine squared, you get cos squared minus 1 plus cos squared.
If you do the same thing for cos squared and put in 1 minus sine squared, 1 minus sine squared minus another sine squared is 1 minus 2 sine squared. So let's say you were to see this in a identity. You're like, I need to throw sines into it. You will remember that that and that are the same formula. And this is factorable. Woo, yay. Okay. Doing these problems is not real hard. It just involves having the formula memorized and finding all the pieces. Now, typically, we would not find the sine of 60 degrees using a double-angle formula. Why not? Why does it make sense? Because it's 60. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's 60. We know the sine of 60. And the sine of 60 is... awkward silence. Root 3 over 2. Okay, we know the sine of 60 degrees is root 3 over 2, but let's try it using a double angle. Okay. So the sine of 60 degrees. For a double angle, think of it as twice. Huh. What would 60 be twice of? 30. So there's my A. Sine of 2A is equal to 2 times the sine of 30, which is my A, times the cosine of 30. Sine of 2 times 30 is equal to 2 times the sine of 30 times the cosine of 30. What's the sine of 30? It's either 1 half or root 3 over 2. The sine of 30 is 1 half. The cos of 30 is root 3 over 2. And that simplifies to be root 3 over 2. Oh. Now, I'd like you to do the same thing for the cos of 60. And I'll tell you, the cos of 60 is 1 half. I would like you to try it using the double angle formula. And again, it's called a double angle because the angles you actually put in are double. The sine or cosine you're actually finding is double the angles you're putting in. So for double angle, when you're finding the sine of any double angle, you're actually putting the non-double into the formula. Okay, so try to drag that one. Is it working? What are you getting?
One half.
One half, because I'd be taking the cosine squared of 30 minus the sine squared of 30. And the cos of 30 is root 3 over 2. The sine of 30 is 1 half. That's 3 fourths minus 1 fourth, 2 fourths, which is 1 half. Can I ask a question? Does it always turn red when I talk?
No.
But it is right now, right?
Yeah, it's usually like kind of green.
That's what I thought.
No, it is every time.
But usually? No, I mean before today. This is so weird.
That's awesome.
Ha. It's very strange. I feel like it usually stays green. I don't know what's wrong. Oh, I'm having all sorts of iPod issues. Okay. One is not a problem. Now you're all going to be like looking at my belt, you know. Is it turning red? Okay. You will not see, I rarely ask you, I mean occasionally we'll ask you to prove something like a sine of 60, a sine of 120 using double angle formula. More likely, the problem is like this. If sine of A is 5/13 and A is in quadrant 2, find cosine of 2A. This looks familiar. Because I know what it is. Okay, I fixed it. I hope no one listens to it. It's going to sound horrible. I just realized what's wrong. The switch got pushed up too high. And so it was ultra recording. It was like almost, it was like offended by the noise. It does.
So
it's going to sound awful.
If talking like the back corner, it would have heard it probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it would have heard it, but my voice comes out as... Oh, it's awful.
It's like the ladies in the Peanuts, you know, it's this awful sound. I loaned this to somebody, and that's exactly what happened. They had to raise it so they could be heard. Oh, all right.
I'm going to listen to it.
You're going to, and you're going to be like, oh. Okay, so this looks very familiar. What do we do first? Draw a picture. I'm so happy you said that. We draw alpha in quadrant 2. Now remember, this is technically alpha, but we draw the line to the closest x-axis to find a triangle so we know where that xy point is. We label it 5 and 13, and I can't find this other side. Thank you. You need to know your families. 3, 4, 5, 5, 12, 13, 7, 24, 25, 8, 8, 15, 17. You need to know your families. Okay? They go together. You have to know them. Some people don't know them. This is so awkward. So 5 blank 13. Yeah, negative 12. And it makes sense because the 13 is the hypotenuse. The biggest number in the family should always be the hypotenuse. If I give you two legs of 3 and 5, hypotenuse is not 4. I'm trying to trick you. Devilish that way. Okay, so what is the cosine of 2 alpha? What's the formula? Hello. Cos squared alpha minus sine squared alpha. And so looking at the picture, what is cosine of alpha? Negative 12 over 13. And what is the sine of alpha? Oh, it's written up there. It's 5 thirteenths. So negative 12 thirteenths squared minus 5 thirteenths squared. 144 over 169. Minus 25 over 169, that is 119 over 169. Now, what quadrant is that in? Well, let's think about this. Oh, you guys are so, so desperately just throwing out quadrants. Okay, alpha is in quadrant 2. What does that mean it's between?
Like
1, 2,
or
0. No. What quadrant is? Quadrant 2. What? 90 to 180, right? Okay. So if it's somewhere between 90 and 180 and I double it, where am I between now? 180 and 360. Now doubling it gets me two possible quadrants. What are those two possible quadrants? 3 and 4. I could be in quadrant 3. I could be in quadrant 4. Cosine is a positive number. What quadrant is it?
4.
Yeah. Didn't you say 3?
I said alpha 3 and 4.
Oh, okay.
I had them both.
You had them both. It's quadrant 4. All right. Now, let's say you figured out it could be in 4 or 1. You need a little more work to do. You need to look at the sine also and see if that's positive or negative. But you can't always leap and assume where something is in unless you have some mathematical proof. Again, doubling any angle that's in one quadrant puts it in two potential quadrants. Think about it. Anything between 0 and 90 would be where?
0 to
180. Yeah, 0 to 180. So you're doubling the opportunity, doubling the quadrants that it could be in, so you have to do some thinking before you can decide what quadrant it actually is in. Now, this next problem, I love. And most people look at this and are not as smitten right away as I am. And I'm going to ask you to find B. Oh, yeah, there should be a little triangle here. I forgot to draw it in. But But these two thetas, if variables are the same in any picture, what does that mean about the two measurements? They're equal. You know that from geometry. If you see an angle X and another angle X, they have to be the same. All right, looking at what is labeled in the picture, what function do you think would be the easiest to go with? It may not look it right away, but at least it's already labeled. What are you thinking?
Y-tangent.
I agree with you.
Opposite and adjacent.
It uses opposite and adjacent, right? And the thing is, if I use sine or cosine, I then have to find my hypotenuse, and I don't think I want to find a hypotenuse. So, let's think about this. And there's really two right triangles. There's the little right triangle, and there's the bigger right triangle. The little right triangle is theta B2, and the bigger right triangle is 4, 2, and what goes here? I'm sorry, no. Look where I'm pointing. What goes right here? 2 theta. That's okay. Now let's look at what, and Brianne said, okay, tangent. So what formula do we have? We have that the tangent of 2 theta is equal to 2 times the tan of theta over 1 minus tan squared of theta. Do we know any of this information here? Oh, come on, you do. Awkward pauses this long are boring for the listener. Come on. 4 over 2 is a tan of 2 theta. Think about that. Tan of 2 theta. Look at the picture. 4 over 2, or 2, equals, now do we know the tan of theta? Well, this is theta. This is 2 theta. So I'm talking about the little one. What's the tangent of this theta? It's B over 2, right? All right, I have obviously confused you. Tell me what I have done that has not made this clear. What is not making sense up there? This one you don't understand? This one? Okay, you okay on where I get this equation from? It was the third page. Okay, tangent of 2 theta. Do you agree with me that this big triangle, this is 2 theta? So the tangent of this angle would be the opposite side over the adjacent. 4 over 2 reduces to be 2. Okay? Sort of?
Yeah,
no, there's no. You're not the only face that looks like puzzled. Your puzzlers look sore, as Dr. Seuss would say. Okay, are we there? Are we there yet? Okay, well, so the next question becomes, what do I do? What do I do? How do I... Isolate B? How am I going to do it by isolating B?
You just
have to solve it out all the way?
No, just a little. Like,
a little?
It's just going to become B on top.
So I get 2 is equal to B over 1 minus B squared over 4.
Can you factor the box?
I think that's it.
Well, you could, but are you going to be able to define a quotient that equals B? How do we solve things that have a power of 2 in them? We could. You could. You want to do a reciprocal on both sides? Okay, so we need to isolate B. Can we isolate B as it is? Thank you. Cross multiply. Look at this. If we cross multiply, we have no more fractions. Now, what do you think we should probably do next? Wait. Move everything to the same side. What did you say, Jeff?
Multiply by
2. Move everything to the same side. Multiply everything by 2. Turn on a little light. So if I multiply, I'm going to do it kind of two things. Actually, am I going to do two things at once? No, I'm not. I'm going to do it one step at a time. If I first clear, I get 4 minus b squared is equal to 2b. Then move everything to the same side. What side do you want to move it to, left or right? Right side, I get 0 equals b squared plus 2b minus 4. Now I'm going to go back to my original equation. When I have a power of 2, how do I have to solve? Once it's isolated, factoring or? Quadratic formula. Wake up. Do we need to have like breakfast in the morning together to get you guys perked up? I think we're going to have to do that one day. I think. I'm a big fan of the breakfast sandwich. A big fan of the, we can't do this. We got to find something. Bring in bagels. Have a little orange juice, little bagel, little wake up. And then we could be wide awake and with me. And how do we solve this? Say it again. Quadratic formula. Oh my gosh. If you factor in, I know a lot of you were saying factor here, but it doesn't really do you any good. You got to get everything up into the one side and then factor. Okay. Does that factor anyway?
No.
Thank you. So you got to do the quadratic formula. Please do the quadratic formula yourselves. I am going to do the quadratic formula on the board. And I'm done. No, I'm not. One of those answers is no good. Don't you hate that? You think you're done, you're like, oh, I'm going to get out 4 minutes early, I can run downstairs, get something to eat, and I can't do it. Because she threw something else out there. What did we start with? How did we start this problem? What was the first thing we saw?
The 2 positive.
When we flashed this up there, what was the first thing we saw? A picture. A picture of a what? A picture of a triangle. And on that picture of a triangle, well, we know those sides represent positive numbers, lengths. What is root 5 equal to? Ballpark it for me. 2 and then something, right? So negative 1 plus a little more than 2 and negative 1 minus a little more than 2. We only can have a dimension. That's going to be the negative 1 plus root 5. And that's my final answer. With pictures, typically what you want to do is take the information you have. And if it's triangles, pull it apart to see two triangles, the little triangle and then the big triangle. Then look for your double and half. Okay. That